Native preference is already a priority in the Sitka School District's hiring policy, but the school board would like to beef up its efforts to attract Native educators. The issue was discussed prior to the school board's regular meeting this week during a work session, which was also attended by several tribal members. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says normally positions open up when other teachers retire, but with the economy the way it is, people are holding on to their jobs.
No paperwork yet at this point as far as any teacher that's decided to retire. And with the budget looking the way that it's looking, there's a possibility of cuts. So whether we're going to be hiring or not, normally we still will lose somewhere between 4 and 8 teachers because of movement and different things. But I'm with the state of the economy, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of movement going to happen this year.
School Board President Tom Conley says funding is going to be a lot more difficult this year than it has been in the past. And with fewer openings in the district, it begs the question
whether it's appropriate or important for us to put some money into doing some recruiting at a time when the possibility that we're going to have openings in the system is diminishing to some extent.
But all of the board members agreed that while actively recruiting or traveling to colleges that have Native education programs might be costly, making contacts and putting the word out that Sitka is interested would be timely right now. Education programs in-state like APU, UAF, and UAS, as well as colleges down south, are all likely places to advertise with. STA Tribal Career Counselor Freya Johnson told the board that Iliksavik College in Barrow may also be a place to look. Iliksavik is the only tribal college in the state. School board member Molly Kabler says moving forward with making contacts is pertinent and doable, even with a budget crunch.
You know, I think waiting is not it, and rather than spend this money recruiting, we could probably spend a fraction of this in terms of a contract to have somebody who would really begin to track all this information, this research, start consistently calling, finding out who we need to talk to, and following up regularly, because that's part of the problem here. I don't think we have anybody in the district who has had this assigned to them that has room.
That led to discussions of how better to partner with either Sitka Tribe or A&B and ANS. Roxanne Houston, Education Employment Director with STA, emphasized the need for Native hire, and while it would have to be approved by the Tribal Council, she says there is room for collaboration.
You certainly have your business to take care of, but if you need help hiring Native people, I'm thinking, and you can't afford it, then perhaps you should ask the Tribe and we can go do some recruiting for you. Mm-hmm. It's a commitment, but we need a commitment from the school district as well.
School board member Cass Pook says a tribal presence would also lend credence to recruitment efforts once there was a chance to travel and meet prospective Native teachers.
And also at the time that you do send someone out to do Native hire, that it not just be someone from the school district, but maybe also have someone from Sitka Tribes go, because when they make a contact with another Native, that is a welcoming sign, not to say, and I don't want to offend anybody, but it's going to be more personable to take a Native person with you when you go to recruit.
No decision was made during the work session, but there was unanimous support among the school board to get the ball rolling. Only 5 of the 122 teachers currently employed in the district are Alaska Native. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.